A new public park has opened adjacent to an inner-city library branch in Springfield, Massachusetts. The small space, constructed on what was a vacant lot, is called the Mason Square Discovery Garden. It's a place where people can visit, even when the library is not open, to relax and reflect. It contains a neighborhood community garden where vegetables are being grown. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield City Library Director Molly Fogarty.
We have our new Discovery Garden that's been funded by the Lowe's Charitable Foundation. We received a grant, and about a year ago, we purchased the pergola, all this planting. This area was basically an overgrown, weeded. It used to be a house here that was demolished, and our staff here had were inspired to do something and found funding from Lowe's, and we worked with the staff of the local Lowe's store on Boston Road, who helped us a lot, came and did some volunteer work, helped with the plantings. We purchased the pergola, did all of this. You see all that stone dust, the new sound system. A shed to keep all our gardening tools. We have gardening, the community gardens, and this is a place that we want people to use to come. We called it a discovery garden because we felt that people could come and discover knowledge, discover each other, discover nature, and we're just really excited to finally be able to do the official ribbon cutting. We waited for the good weather.
So. Is this the first one you have at a library?
We have one behind the library on the other side of this building. When we reopened this library in 2011, we have reading garden. So we didn't want to call this a reading garden because we felt it would be too confusing. So this is our discovery garden.
And, so what's the difference?
Not too much, actually. Not too much. But we felt that discovery sort of was more appropriate because it's, you know, we hope to have workshops, gardening workshops, and have the people who attend the workshop then can go in the library and borrow gardening books. And so we're trying to make it a little more interactive. We want the community is welcome to use it anytime. You see there are no gates, no fences to block it off. They have access to our free Wi-Fi. So you can come here, get your whatever device you're on, go hook onto our Wi-Fi, and go out and discover the world.
You can sit under a shade tree and
yes,
read.
Exactly. You can sit and read. You can... just, you know, interact with your neighbors, bring your children here, have a little picnic, whatever it is that you like to do. So if you're out walking around or you're riding your bike, and we have the bikes, the rent-a-bikes there, and those, if you see, most of them are out on the road. So you can...
Oh, the Valley Bike Share station
is
here.
Yes, the Valley Bike Share. So you can come here, sit down, ride your bike, sit down, relax, and we plan to have lots and lots of events here, so we're very excited. We were even joking, perhaps people can have a wedding here someday. You never know.
Because you have the trellis.
We have the trellis. It's a beautiful space. So, and we have a beautiful sound system. We do jazz concerts. We've been doing them in the library. Now we feel, why not this summer do one outside the library? We have community festivals. We have performers. We've had the community music school come and do performances. So we have a great sound system. And all of this was made possible by the Lowe's funding.
And how much was that funding?
$36,000. And certainly have to thank Pat Sullivan and the Springfield Park and Rec Department, because without them and all their help in getting all this work done, that would have been impossible as well. So it's a definitely a team effort.